This is Michael Edward Miller for WUTC. It was a bit of a bumpy road creating the new proposed budget for the city of Chattanooga, but one possible result, fewer bumpy roads.
We are putting $5 million into street paving, the highest amount our city has ever seen.
That's Maura Sullivan, the city's chief operating officer, speaking to the city council. She and other officials presented the proposed budget for the next fiscal year. The city is losing $1.2 million in revenue because of statewide tax cuts. At the same time, the city's expenses are going up by more than $16 million. The city has to spend more on pensions for employees and other benefits.
As you can probably guess, with the cost of doing business going up and revenue sources going away, it's produced a significant budget challenge for this budget year.
What this means for the average Chattanooga taxpayer varies, depending on whether someone is a homeowner and that home's appraised value. After the city council meeting, Maura Sullivan said the property tax rate is down.
Second lowest tax rate in Chattanooga's history since 1958.
Last year, the rate was about $2.31 per $100 of assessed value. This year's rate is 3 cents cheaper, but many Chattanooga homeowners will see a bigger property tax bill because the average value of Chattanooga homes went up during the last Hamilton County reappraisal. However, if a home's value declined or stayed the same, the owner will pay a little less because of the lower rate. Andy Burke is the mayor of Chattanooga.
If you have a $100,000 house and your house is still worth $100,000 in the most recent property valuation, then you're going to see your property taxes decline by about $8.
A small decrease, but better than an increase. The proposed budget also includes a property tax freeze for homeowners 65 or older, who make less than about $39,000 a year.
If you're living on a fixed income and costs are rising, then it's something where you really feel the pinch, and that's made it more important than ever to pass it.
There could also be funding for an Ed Johnson Memorial near the Walnut Street Bridge. In 1906, a lynch mob hanged Johnson on the bridge. Johnson, who was black, had been convicted of raping a white woman. Despite flimsy evidence and an unfair trial, despite a stay of execution from the Supreme Court, a white mob murdered Johnson. It resulted in the Supreme Court's first and only criminal trial. City Council Representative Russell Gilbert says he's in favor of an Ed Johnson memorial. Gilbert is a descendant of one of the attorneys who defended Johnson.
Louis Shepard, that was my great, 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 great grandfather. So, yeah, I have a personal situation, but I'd like to see that happen.
The proposed budget also includes pay raises for the city's full-time Head Start teachers, more equipment for firefighters, more police officers, and funding for public art to memorialize the 5 service members killed here in a 2015 terrorist attack. Over the next few weeks, the council will study and discuss the proposed budget. A vote is expected in September. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.